The term Wen Yi Qing Nian, or literally translated as artsy youth, has become a popular symbol of identity for several years. While some say it doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, it's the mindset and love for artsy and cultural things that counts, while others argue it costs too much to be a genuine one. So what exactly is Wen Yi Qing Nian, He Yang?
Okay, I'll try my best to provide a definition for it, but I think a lot of us have different meanings in our hearts regarding this term 文艺青年. So literally, it means literary and artistic youth, and usually it's young people who love books, music, and the arts, and they can just be very much into indie music, like rock and folk, and frequently enjoying social media websites like Douban, and adoration of art, film, drama, and photography. So I think we're talking about a group of people that like to think that they have, you know, an inclination towards the more spiritual and also arty.
So do you feel like you're talking about yourself when you're giving this description?
No, I don't think I'm that arty at all. Yeah, I'm more happily...
You're too urban to be arty, perhaps.
What does that mean? Oh, and also I think here, when we're talking about the Chinese context, it's urban and arty. These things go hand in hand.
But there's like an urban aesthetic versus like a Wen Yi Qing Nian aesthetic, I think. Like, you'll see the urban aesthetic more in, like, the richer areas, and you'll see, like, the Wen Yi Qing Nian aesthetic more in, like, places like Nanluo Guxiang and places like that.
And actually, I think the Wen Yi Qing Nian, if they hear us saying, oh, Nanluo Guxiang is associated as the venue of you guys, and then they would not be happy.
Don't point at me.
At all.
Okay. I thought that was a bit strange. I don't think that these artsy youth would like Nanluo Guxiang. Is a bit too commercial
but
now.
That,
and
but
too
that,
touristy.
That area.
And too touristy.
That area.
The Gulo area,
used to
maybe.
Be, perhaps.
Yeah. But I want to know, what's the difference between the Wen Yi Qing Nian and hipsters?
I was going to ask the same question, because it sounds a lot like hipsters.
Yeah.
Well, you need to define hipster first.
Well, I think it's sort of the same kind of person who loves music, books,
indie
and
music.
Arts, indie music.
It can't be mainstream.
Yeah.
Can't be Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It can't be mainstream. They always have to be, like, the first person to, like, you know, wear the new fashion trends. It's got to be something no one else is wearing.
Nice shoes with no socks.
Yeah, you're always concerned about how other people think about the way that you look and dress and whether or not you look intellectual reading,
okay.
You know,
got
these
it.
Philosophy books or whatever.
Okay.
And I could go on and on and on.
All right. Well, there you go. I think from the physical appearance, maybe the two share a lot of similarities, but Wen Yi Qing Nian would like to think that there's more of a spiritual level in their understanding of all these things and of life that is not so much involved with materialistic stuff.
Yeah, I think hipsters would say that as well. I mean, you know, a lot of hipsters that I knew, like the proto-hipsters before it was a full-blown movement.
Before it was hip to be hipster?
Something like that. In university, I had friends who were kind of part of that trend, and this was back in, what, like 2004 or 2005? Again, so that's, I say proto-hipster. Mm. And, you know, they were all into Jack Kerouac and you know, things from that era, like the 50s, not the 60s and 70s, right? Mm. Not the hippie stuff, the stuff that from the beatniks and things like that. And so I think that, yeah, definitely there is this sense, even with a lot of these people, hipsters and perhaps the Wen Yi Qing Nian, that there is, even though there is like this physical and materialistic, you know, on the outside, it may seem like that, but they're reaching for something more.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I kind of like claiming this Wen Yi Qing Nian instead of hipster as a good term, because I do think that, yeah, it sounds like it's a bit more spiritual. Maybe you're not so concerned with, like, the latest fashion trends or what other people think about you, but you still enjoy doing these things that a lot of people would claim are hipster-y things to do.
Right.
Yes. And it seems like also the kind of activities that's associated with they do seem to be pretty costly for you to actually
You're stepping on my line again.
What do you mean?
I'm the host, dang it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, you know, join
we'll
in the
follow
discussion.
Follow the script. So is it expensive to be a Wen Yi Qing Nian?
I'm sorry, John. Okay. Well, you know, because I was just
remind me never to dance with you. Stepping on all my toes.
Okay. Well, I'm a little bit too tall.
All right.
Anyway.
Stop stepping on her toes now. Let her answer the question.
Answer the question.
Okay. So it seems to be pretty expensive because in order to create that kind of lifestyle, such as going traveling a lot, and then when you go to a tourist area, even when you go to, I think, Istanbul, Constantinople, or, you know, one of those places, you're not supposed to visit all those tourist areas, but you're supposed to sit at, you know, some empty alleyway and just contemplate life. That's the kind of stuff that's associated with this term. So no wonder some people are thinking that it's becoming sort of a negative thing when the term is being used, when you're being called a 文艺青年.
Okay, I'm rolling my eyes at the idea of, like, traveling to a far-off place only to sit in an alley and contemplate the world. But it sounds like a lot of backpackers that I've met in Southeast Asia, and most of them have some kind of trust fund or are relying on their parents to fund,
like,
their travels.
The Trustafarians.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, I worked really hard to save up my money in order to go, and I just seemed to blow through it really fast. But I don't understand how some of these people travel for years. Years on no job, nothing. They must be getting some support.
No, and it's really interesting because it seems like this debate was started by a vice editor-in-chief of Sanlian Life Weekly, an influential cultural magazine. And this vice editor-in-chief posted an article defending the artsy youth by giving examples of how it's been demonized a little bit. You know, one story about a woman who wants to go to Nepal, but she doesn't have enough money to go to Mount Everest, and she just stays in a hotel. There's another one where a young guy comes to Beijing. He wants to be artsy, but then he just works in a bookstore and writes his novel. And so he gives an example of what true artsy youth should be. They should have a higher standard for their spiritual life. They should dislike superficial entertainment. But they should have they appreciate, you know, Rainer Maria Rilke, the poet and novelist, and be able to travel to Europe.
And also have the money to lead an easy and comfortable material life.
Yeah.
This person is too judgmental. I mean,
definitely. You can't enjoy superficial entertainment, but you should have the money to travel to Europe. This seems like
snob?
A contradiction. Yeah, it seems like a snob.
Well, I think for these kind of articles and these critics, I think often they're a bit older, and then they hold a nostalgic view on the term 文艺青年 and as a social phenomenon, and I don't think they like how things have developed, and it is not the same as in the 80s when people don't have the money and they're really looking into the deeper meaning of everything. But more or less, I think it's like them just moaning about changes and not really getting used to, you know, maybe a shift in meaning.
Definitely. I mean, I don't think that it should require a lot of money to be an artsy youth, right? Like, you can enjoy and appreciate art. You can enjoy and appreciate reading books or listening to music, going to concerts, etc., without requiring a lot of money.
Yes. And then on the other hand, there's going to be the judgmental people jumping out and saying, you can't even afford to have a comfortable life. Why are you enjoying arts and music and all those kind of things? And I think that's a terrible way of looking and judging at other people's lives.
Well, but also I think my impression of most of these younger people is that, you know, money is usually not a problem for them. And so people who are saying, oh, these, you know, all these 文艺青年, they just have crappy jobs and they think they're all artsy and stuff like that. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
Usually. I think usually they're coming from fairly well-off backgrounds, or they have pretty decent jobs, but they just use that to be able to take time off and spend time in coffee shops and go to museums and go to shows and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know very similar people back in America, and they work in a coffee shop or in a bookstore or in a clothing store or whatever, and that's all they do with their lives. They don't make much money at all, but money is never a concern for them.
Right.
So there's got to be something that's allowing you to live this lifestyle.
Until it's time to pay the rent, right?
Right.